Chapter 3. The Rising Cold. The winter of her fifth birthday was the year she rode upon it for the first time. It found her again, working on a different castle, at a different place in the fields, alone as ever. She watched it come, and ran to it when it landed, and pressed herself against it. That had been the summer when she had heard her father talking to Hal. They stood together for long minutes until finally Adara, remembering Hal, reached out and tugged at the dragon's wing with a small hand. And the dragon beat its great wings once and then extended them flat against the snow, and Adara scrambled up to wrap her arms about its cold white neck. Together, for the first time, they flew. She had no harness or whip, as the king's dragon riders use. At times, the beating of the wings threatened to shake her loose from where she clung, and the coldness of the dragon's flesh crept through her clothing and bit and numbed her child's flesh. But Adara was not afraid. They flew over her father's farm, and she saw Jeff looking very small below, startled and afraid, and knew he could not see her. It made her laugh, an icy, tinkling laugh, a laugh as bright and crisp as the winter air. They flew over the Crossroads Inn, where crowds of people came out to watch them pass. They flew above the forest, all white and green and silent. They flew high into the sky, so high that Adara could not even see the ground below, and she thought she glimpsed another ice dragon way off in the distance, but it was not half so grand as hers. They flew for most of the day, and finally the dragon swept around in a great circle and spiraled down, gliding on its stiff and glittering wings. It let her off in the field where it had found her, just after dusk. Her father found her there, and wept to see her, and hugged her savagely. Adara did not understand that, nor why he beat her after he had gotten her back to the house. But when she and Jeff had been put to sleep, she heard him slide out of his own bed and come padding over to hers. "You missed it all," he said. "There was an ice dragon, and it scared everybody. Father was afraid it had eaten you." Adara smiled to herself in the darkness, but said nothing. She flew on the ice dragon four more times that winter, and every winter after that. Each year she flew farther and more often than the year before, and the ice dragon was seen more frequently in the skies above their farm. Each winter was longer and colder than the one before. Each year, the thaw came later. And sometimes there were patches of land where the ice dragon had lain to rest that never seemed to thaw properly at all. There was much talk in the village during her sixth year, and a message was sent to the king. No answer ever came. "A bad business, ice dragons," Hal said that summer when he visited the farm. "They're not like real dragons, you know. You can't break them or train them. We have tales of those that tried, found frozen with their whip and harness in hand. I've heard about people that have lost hands or fingers just by touching one of them. Frostbite, yes, a bad business." "Well, then why doesn't the king do something?" her father demanded. "We sent a message. Unless we can kill the beast or drive it away, in a year or two we won't have any planting season at all." Hal smiled grimly. "The king has other concerns. The war is going badly, you know. They advance every summer, and they have twice as many dragon riders as we do. I tell you, John, it's bad up there. Some year I'm not going to come back. The king can hardly spare men to go chasing an ice dragon." He laughed. "Besides, I don't think anybody's ever killed one of the things. Maybe we should just let the enemy take this whole province. Then it'll be his ice dragon." But it wouldn't be, Adara thought as she listened. No matter what king ruled the land, it would always be her ice dragon.